Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host today for the next few minutes to maybe brighten your day just a little bit. And we want to invite you to visit us here in the Heart City. And visitvalentine.com is the website where you can find out more about what there is to do. 50 things to do or more, matter of fact. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Still open, the Cherry County Historical Society. Also, Centennial Hall Museum. And, of course, the Arthur Bowering Ranch in Western Cherry County. Working Cattle Ranch, a state historical area. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are not flashy. They don't have all these fancy color magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check us out online at tsln.com.
What are you going to share on the good stuff today, Kim?
I'm going to share some more Valentine Police Blotter. You know, we do this every once in a while. We get quite a kick out of our local police chief and her assistant and the reports that they put in our local paper. For example, here they assisted a citizen and this is the comment they enclosed. I'd like you to scope out the Clint Eastwood looking healer that appears on your Facebook page. Seriously, I think it's smoking a cigar, squinting and saying, dying ain't much of a living, boy. And here's a civil matter that was reported on. A martini, shaken, not stirred. This isn't a James Bond movie. We're talking about where there are spies everywhere. It isn't illegal to have surveillance cameras in a home. Now we've got a code violation. Noah built the ark 7,500 years ago, give or take a few years. So with that being said, your goat in the backyard missed the boat. It shouldn't be here due to the flood. Yet there it is in your backyard. Now, get rid of it. Those are just a few of the entries that our local police put in the paper just to add a little sense of humor to what generally is pretty serious stuff.
Something I have today is from the Open Range book from Jack Ostergaard, a cowboy philosopher, you might say, in central Nebraska around that Gothenburg area. It's called Knives, The Cutting Edge by Jack Ostergaard. Most ranchers I have ever known have always carried a knife. And of all the tools he owns, it's the most essential to his life. With this knife, he can put together most any prolapsed cow with a little bit of cotton string and pure cowboy know-how. He may also use it to scrape manure off his jeans, and in an emergency, to open a can of beans. He uses it for castration, or just to set and whittle, to core or peel an apple, or trim his fingernails a little. It's good for digging splinters from the top rail of the fence, or even cut a thistle, if he has to in a pinch. You can overhaul broken tack when you've just survived the wreck. Its uses are as limited as your ingenuity, by heck. Some cowboys have been known to use their pocket knife to cut plum blossoms for a bouquet to take home to their wife. With this simple tool, you can relieve a bloated cow about 4 inches from the hip bone, left side, remember now. You can do a C-section or even do a water belly, or spear a slice of bread and spread with butter and jelly. I've seen cowboys use one when they need to clean their teeth or to open up an abscess, cut it deep from underneath. You'll rarely find a cowboy without one in his pocket, along with nails and staples, but it's not for us to knock it. It's something he uses often, but very rarely cleans, because it seems to be sufficient just to wipe it on his jeans.
Mike, here's a cute one sent in by Debbie Miller. We invite grandparents to a special day at our school, culminating in a photo op with grandparent and grandchild posing in front of a colorful display from a history class. Only after the last shot was snapped did we notice what appeared above each of the grandparents' head. A banner screaming, "Discover the ancient world." That's funny.
Some things you just can't set up.
Nope, that's right. Here's something from Minerva Rise. A customer in our pharmacy yelled at one of the technicians before storming out. Another customer asked if everything was all right. "Sure," said the tech. "You have to understand, most of our customers are on drugs."
Well, that's true, I guess.
That's a pretty clever way to look at it, I think.
Before we go today, everyone, I want to remind you about the 5th Annual Golden Valley Shootout in North Dakota. That's Golden Valley, North Dakota, coming up August 17th. Gates open at 4, Calcutta at 5, and the Bulls Buck at 6. The Golden Valley Shootout. And again, that's August 17th in Golden Valley, North Dakota. And don't forget the Wayne Herman Invitational. August 18th, gates open at 1, Calcutta at 2. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.